fame, glory, all await. Here it comes.
There it is, and she lands the triple toe. Absolutely stunning.
Rise and shine, Delia.
It's 3 p.m.
Yet here you are, still in bed, curtains drawn.
It's called depression.
It is called no way to spend your 18th birthday.
I'm an adult now. I do what I want.
Yes, but you know what Dr. Siegel said about that new knee of yours. You use it
use
or
it
you lose
or
it.
Lose it. Fine. Crutches.
Surprise!
Dang, sis. You're geriatric.
Oh my god. There's so many of you.
Blake Cousins? Sound off.
Lauren.
Robbie.
Jillian.
Corey.
Joey.
Wow. It's like the Corny Collins show.
Long time no see, cousin. What's shaking?
Oh, you know, surgery, rehab, rotting in bed. What about you guys?
I'm at Harvard.
We just cloned a cow.
Excuse me, I have to go die now.
You should go spend time with them.
Why, though? I haven't seen them since I was, like, 5.
Because you've been so focused on skating, I thought now might be a nice time to reconnect.
And hear about their cool Ivy League lives so I can feel bad about myself? Dad, I want my life back.
You have your life. It's just different now.
Did you invite Odette?
Odette couldn't make it. But she sent you these.
Magnolia Bakery cupcakes.
Fancy, right? Look, coconut cream, your favorite.
Yeah, except Odette only eats cupcakes from Snowball. She wouldn't touch magnolias with a 10-foot ski pole. But you and Mom would, right? Because you feel that sorry for me. What have you been up to, Odette Weiss? YouTube.com.
Gold medal.
Grand champion.
In first place, Odette Weiss.
And a beautiful triple axel from Odette Weiss.
Odette Weiss has done it again.
Not since Yamaguchi have we seen such wonderful technique out on the ice.
Odette Weiss.
It's okay. It's okay, Jillian. It's okay.
Hello?
Roth Cohen? This is Delia Blake.
That Delia Blake?
Yes, that Delia Blake. I'd love to set up a session with you.
Been cleared by your doctors?
Yes. I'm all cleared by my doctors. All 8 of them. Yep. When are you available? When are you available? When are you available?
Oh my god, that's Freddie James and Odette Weiss.
Oh my god, they are cashing so hard. He is vacuuming her face.
I'm just gonna grab some popcorn and,
This is better than Real Housewives.
Do I care about sports now?
I'm freaking believable.
She's quite the little backstabber, isn't she?
You're such a narc, Hannah.
Rude.
Gonna need you to take a step back until we give the all clear, miss.
Someone's still in that building, and I need a word with her.
We'll do our best to get around.
You know what? Never mind. Let her burn.
I told you I'm napping, Danny. God.
Oh, Dad. Salute.
Hi.
Sorry, I just woke up. Do we need to evacuate
no,
or something?
No, I set the alarm off.
Interesting choice. Hey, are you okay?
I have to catch up on my sleep. Can I come in?
Just let me find some pants.
Oh my god, just let me in.
Oh, okay. Well, it's my room. Gotta say, I've imagined this moment several times, but never quite in this context.
Freddie, it's over. I mean, my sponsorships, my career, me, I'm over.
Not to change the subject, because I do want to hear about this, but do we need to evacuate?
No, we're fine.
So nothing's on fire?
Just my life. Just everything I've ever worked for.
Here, deep breath. Duh.
I don't want to count.
Odette, you're spiraling.
Feather Lake Fire Department, open up.
Do you kids not hear the alarm? Come on, scoot.
I really can't see Delia right now.
I know just the place to go.
Welcome to Chili's. Here are some waters. Can I get y'all started with an appetizer?
I don't even know. There's so many options.
It's her first time here. We'll take one of everything.
Ooh, coming right up.
Wow. Thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to talk about it?
All right, love nuggets, we got quesadillas, triple dipper, chips and guac, fried motts, my personal favorite, even if I don't take my lactaid, bone-in wings, boneless wings, and the chilies. Special drum roll, please. Skillet queso.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you gotta try the queso.
So good.
Whoa.
Warm cheese.
Oh, Dad. Jesus. What happened?
I got a call from Megan.
Megan from HelloFresh?
Megan from Neutrogena. They're dropping my sponsorship.
But you're the face of their campaign.
Not anymore. A video of us making out went viral and then apparently did not align with their values.
Oh, God. That's on me. I invited you to that party and gave you that shot.
Don't say it like I wasn't there. I went to the party, I took the shot, and I went outside with you.
I'm sorry. I'll talk to Neutrogena.
Don't worry about it.
I excel at charming Megans.
Freddie, no.
But the Olympics.
I don't think I care about the Olympics. There's like 6 types of cheese on this table. I haven't had cheese in 4 years. I've spent my whole life denying myself everything that I actually want.
You know, cheese and skating aren't mutually exclusive, right?
Shut up.
Wait, this is serious.
I don't want to be serious anymore.
Hang on, Dad. This isn't you. I know you, okay? Even before I knew you, I knew you. I've been watching you skate for years. You're magic. You're perfect.
I'm perfect? Wow, you don't really know me at all.
Odette?
I thought about it that day. Quitting? In the most unhinged depths of my soul, I could see it so clearly. I'd walk past the rink into the locker room, grab my stuff, throw my skates in the dumpster, and just go.
Anywhere in particular, Odette?
Dealer's choice.
Random destination, you got it. Somewhere with no skating at all. Do I have that right? Odette?
Yes, sorry, hi.
Hey, can I get your music going for you?
That'd be great, Riley, thanks. But it doesn't feel good anymore. My body remembers how to skate, but my heart just doesn't. Actually, Riley, I'm good for the day, thanks.
To Feather Lake Training Center. Please check in at the desk in front of Ring 3.
Wait, is that my music? It is my music, and that's my choreography. But that's not me. It's Delia rehearsing my routine.
Mr. Campbell.
An old coach once told me there's 2 types of skating. The first is skating like ice. Clear and sharp and precise. When a skater's artistry and skill are in perfect synergy. And then they're skating like fire. When the music and the movement and the moment collide to elevate a program from simple choreography into something that might burn forever. And Delia is blazing. Skating like the last 5 years never happened. No faltering, no knee brace, just her scar winding up the side of her thigh like a snake. You're a snake.
Excuse me?
Not sure if you've heard, but you could actually hire someone to create a routine for you. You don't have to steal mine.
I'm sorry. Are you mad because I took something of yours?
Wow. Is this all because I made out with your skating partner? God, I knew you were jealous of me, but this is sociopathic.
What's more sociopathic? Putting a few skating moves in familiar order? Or lying to your quote-unquote best friend twice?
Look, I've never gotten to be a normal girl with a normal life. And boys, they're all either scared of me or they want to kiss me just to say that they did. I've spent so long feeling unlovable, and Freddy was the first guy who ever made me feel.
Not broken? Wow. I would love to know what that feels like. Just be real, Odette. Are you pissed that I learned your routine, or are you pissed that I'm skating it better than you?
I'm sorry for you. You're stuck. You're ice dancing when you really want to skate alone.
You know damn well nobody was going to let me compete in singles after what happened.
I know damn well Delia Blake doesn't need permission from anybody.
You don't know anything. You weren't there. Where were you when I was laid out in a full body cast? When I had an entire nurse team who came in and out of my house just to help me pee? When I could finally walk again, but my coach and all my sponsors dropped me? You know what? I stayed home for 5 years. And watched my best friend soar on TV. And every time the phone rang, I think, that's Odette. But it never was. You did not call once.
I wanted to.
But you didn't. And you know what the saddest part is? That I've shoved down all these feelings for the last 2 weeks because I was so excited to see you. And then you let me down. Again.
Delia,
fool me twice, you know. But I get it now. Deep down, you know you're only on top when I'm out of the game. And if there's one thing I know about Odette Weiss, she'd rather have a trophy than a friend.
What?
I'll see you at the ladies' single selections.
With my routine?
Yes, you'll find out.
Your quad lutz is under-rotated, by the way.
Good morning and greeting to all you skating fans. We're coming to you live from Feather Lake Training Center.
What a gorgeous day, and it's another Olympic season, and this is where it all begins. Each skater will perform twice, a short program and a free skate, for their shot at a spot on the team.
Fame, glory, all await. The culminating achievement of a lifetime of training and sacrifice.
Low stakes, then.
Oh, God. Karen, where do you come up with this stuff? I am bamboozled by that.
It keeps me up at night, Bob.
You are hilarious. You know, something I love about this Feather Lake cohort is that they all turn out to support each other. We're starting with the men's singles, but I see pair skaters, ice dancers.
And the ice queen herself, Odette Weiss, taking her rinkside throne. All hail the queen.
All hail her. She looks incredible.
Miss Weiss, a word.
Coach Roth.
Don't worry, this won't take long. I just want to tell you to stay away from my athletes.
Aren't you a little old for gossip?
I have busted my ass trying to get the two of them in shape, Miss Weiss, and I will not have you ruin it.
Maybe they're the ones you need to have a word with.
Funny you should mention that. When I spoke with Freddy about the amount of time he was spending with you, he said, what was it? Oh, there's always some girl. Break a leg out there, Ice Queen.
What a gorgeous program from ice dancers Jamie Tan and David St. Clair.
Absolutely stunning, Karen. And up next, fan favorites for their chemistry on...
And maybe off...
Maybe off the ice.
Delia, hey, you good?
Never better.
You look a little pale, don't you?
I'm fine. I might puke, but I'm fine.
We'll say it was on purpose. Pass it off as avant-garde.
Hilarious.
Tough crowd.
You know them, you love them. Delia Blake and Freddy James.
These two just light each other up, don't they? Look at them go down there.
Oh my goodness, it's an absolute treat to watch. Look at that swizzle. Ooh!
Gorgeous, stunning, remarkable. To see Delia Blake make this comeback like this has been one of the pleasures of my life.
For those who may not know, Delia Blake was a single skater before an injury knocked her out of the ring.
Speaking of being a single skater, now that jump did not look like part of this program.
Oh. Wow! See that was unbelievable! And from the look on Freddy James' face, it seems he's just as shocked as we are. And you know, we haven't seen jumps like this from Delia Blake since she was skating singles.
That's right, Karen. Oh, lovely lift there.
Gorgeous. You know, it seems like we are back to business after that little plot twist.
Delia, What the hell was that?
Felt like an idiot out there.
Why? They left it.
I was doing our routine and you decided to launch your solo career.
Never have I witnessed something so destructive.
And the judges' scores are in.
And that's a 91, tying Miss Blake and Mr. James for third place. If they can nail their second skate tomorrow, the Olympics will be firmly within their grasp.
Maybe that was just what we needed.
What we need is a skater who knows her place and doesn't go rogue on the biggest day of her career. Where is this coming from?
I know where it's coming from. You don't want this, Deals. Or at least, you don't want it with me.
My dudes! That was hot! Unconventional, but... like, hot. Like an unconventional oven.
Thanks, Benny.
Thanks, man.
Hey, by the way, I saved Odette a seat, but she never showed.
Shocker.
Got her nachos and everything. Y'all know where she is?
Don't look at me. You're her paramour.
You're her roommate.
Where is she?
Isn't this great? Just you and me... the open eyes.
Yeah, like everything's normal.
Come on. Can't catch me. Tell me to spin.
Spin?
Tell me to swizzle.
Show me a swizzle.
Tell me to jump.
I'm not going to do that.
But I want to do a quad lutz.
You don't need my permission. You can just do it.
You have to tell me. That's how the story goes.
Well, I don't like this
story.
It's
already written. You'll tell me to jump, and I'll jump.
But you'll fall.
I know. You'll rush to my side.
But it'll be too late.
I'll be splayed out on the ice. Ugh, what a gorgeous way to die.
Stop.
What? It would be.
But you won't. You'll wake up in the hospital.
They'll tell me I'll never skate again.
You'll have surgery.
You'll sign up with Coach K.
I'll move to New York.
I'll start PT.
I'll train my feet raw.
I'll watch all of Seinfeld.
I'll nail every jump.
I'll bedazzle my crutches.
I'll win every prize.
I'll go to all my brother's track meets.
I'll miss every Christmas.
At Christmas, I'll get a trophy that says Best Big Sis.
I'll lose touch with my dad.
And your mom.
And you.
I have to jump now, Odette.
No.
Odette.
Delia, no!
Doing? You can't be out here.
This is my lake.
It's a public lake, and it's 34 degrees, and don't you see the caution tape?
Why are you here? Aren't I just some girl to you?
Odette, if you won't get off that lake, I'll come get you myself.
Drop the white knight thing, okay? I'm a monster.
You're not. Give me some evidence. Come on. Nothing you say will make me not like you, Odette.
You don't know what I've done.
You think you're the only one who's done bad things? I'll trade you some collateral. I stole my friend's Game Boy. I've ghosted like 100 girls. And when I was 12, my mom came to Junior Worlds and I pretended to not even know her.
Get off the lake, Freddy.
My mom is wonderful. I don't know why I did that.
The ice is thin. This is not safe.
That's why I'm coming to get you.
It's not. I'm not worth saving.
You're allowed to let someone care about you, Odette. Take a step towards me, okay? Just a step. Good. Take my hand. Deep breath. Un, deux, trois.
Freddy, don't!
Vogue, The Run-Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture, with Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics, from the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe,
with voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.